the Baby Wants Candy podcast with Shukri Abdi, Mary Lou Kolberschlag, Brendan Dowling, and I'm your host, Chris Grace. I'm your host, Chris Grace. Nailed it. That's the only thing I care about with this podcast is synchronizing my name with the last two notes of that intro.
Well, then we can so stop important. Down.
So yeah, we can stop down mm-hmm. and publish to mm-hmm. iTunes now.
Rate and review. Thank you so much.
Negative 5 stars review. As usual, we have the amazing Dan Wessels on keys. Oh my God. If you can call that keys. And Eric Calvert on drums. It's going to get progressively weirder and weirder the instruments that get played. You guys, this is probably coming out like end of summer. And I was just thinking about like, what are your thoughts in your life? What does end of summer mean to you? You know, like it means vacation is ending, you know, mm-hmm. when you're coming to school. Mm-hmm. Any memories about like vacation ending and school starting, being around the bend?
Just like kind of like back to school shopping and making oh. sure that you're trying to get like the good deals and you're trying to get like get your mind right because you know you're about to go back to school and you're going to see some people. And what kind of like stees are you trying to pull up in that mm-hmm. school with? Like, mm-hmm. are you trying to have a different
look?
Different
are you trying
look?
To revise?
Oh, are you going to pull off a new personality, yeah. a new persona
or
in like
maybe
ninth grade?
A new yeah. nickname or name?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Did your schools give you like extensive, you have to have these supplies when you come back?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Because and our local stores then had pre-assembled packs.
Oh, wow.
That were like, if you're going into sixth grade, you yeah. go buy this pack and yeah. you've got your...
A protractor if you're going to go into...
your compass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Your... I really want...
Architecting.
Yes.
Yeah.
You've got your local city ordinance yeah. book mm-hmm. for architects. Mm-hmm.
We had to do a lot of like summer reading
yeah.
where you'd have to read. Like, I remember I had to read Clan of the Cave Bear before ninth grade.
Whoa.
And
is there not some violence and sex in that book?
Oh, Chris, there is beautiful lovemaking, yeah. sexual expressions. I think she makes her own tampon with something.
Oh, fantastic. How did yeah. I miss this?
I know.
One?
Oh, yeah. Jean Owl. She's where it's at.
A-U-E-L.
Yeah, I don't know how to pronounce it.
And that became a movie.
With Daryl Hannah, yeah.
Well regarded or not, that
I
movie?
Don't, I mean, I think it's, I think, but I think Daryl Hannah's family likes it.
The Hannahs.
Yeah, the Hannahs. I always go to the Hannah Labor Day party and we just like bundle up under the stars yeah. and they she talk, has like a projector.
Cozy. She talks about Sense8.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She's like, yeah, the pilot episode of Sense8. Mm-hmm.
Is she only in the pilot?
I think so. And yeah, so that's, I have memories of reading that and like The Jungle by Upton Sinclair, like forcing myself
to read it.
Yeah, because like, that was just a slog. I mean, no offense to Upton Sinclair's family. Mm,
the Sinclairs.
You know a yeah. lot of people's families.
Well, I mean, I think, yeah. I,
but
I
not
think
the actual artist.
No, no. I just know people, like people's parents. Like that's, yeah. that's my demo.
But you don't know the Owls.
I don't know the Owls, okay. yeah. I'd like to. I keep friending Jean Owl on Facebook and she doesn't accept, and so then I like delete the request and then I like
try
re-up
again.
It yeah
again.
Yeah
mm-hmm.
yeah
one day
I mean she's got a great Instagram I bet.
I'm sorry Shukri, going back to what you're saying, did anybody ever try to like revise your images coming back from summer?
No, I don't even know how well I really pulled off any kind of modification. I think it was more in my head to like get pumped to say like, okay, uh-huh. this mm-hmm. I'm gonna try to be cooler. I'm gonna try to have a better wardrobe so I can fit in more. Mm-hmm.
Did you have like a specific? Were you? Did you take your first day outfit seriously?
Of course.
Oh,
you got. It's like that's the image that you're. I'm like.
I mean, I thought about it for like literally all 3 months of summer.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Did you put thought into breathing? Yes, Chris, we did.
Did you not?
God, like, I don't remember putting a lot of thought into my first day
outfit.
I
still remember most first day outfits that I wore in
wow.
high school. Probably, I could
I
probably
think I still
think
put a thought into my first day outfit for anything that I'm doing that's of significance or like where I want to present myself in a certain way, of course.
What I think is hilarious is like what the standards are now for like what a good first day outfit would be. Like in middle school, the height of fashion was like layering tank tops.
So
a wife beater underneath a different colored wife
beater. Pretty sure that we were not allowed to wear tank tops to school.
Yeah, we could.
Wife beaters, if it was 2 fingers thick.
Oh, like the sleeve? Oh, nice.
If it covered a bra strap, then it was okay.
There was a big controversy in my school about how, about when they allowed kids to wear shorts and how long they had to be. They had to be, I believe, an inch above the knee was the length. I come from a generation where we wore bandanas around our knees, so.
Mm. Oh, the 50s.
I've seen that in the book.
At my school, we were required to wear our cigarette packs rolled up into our white t-shirts.
I saw that on Nat Geo.
I was in high school in like the early 90s, and I remember one year I had this, so it was like around the grunge period, and I had this like kind of plaid flannel shirt, and I was like, I don't know, I think I'm like too, bland to pull off. Like, I feel like a poser if I'm wearing it, and I was real nervous. I'm like, everybody's gonna call me out. And it was like a shirt from the Gap. It was not, or probably Structure, but like it was not
Structure.
Like,
Shout out to Structure.
Yeah, holla at your boy, Structure. Please come back.
Wait, is Structure for men. It
was Express for men.
Okay. Yeah, they pulled off the art of having like collared button down shirts, but with different decals of like flowers and on top of maybe like prints and textures.
I did a lot of shopping at Chess King.
Oh, yes, of course.
Which is, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess a men's store.
Mm. Yes. Like
I feel like it was next to the Structure.
Yeah, probably. Hmm. I mean, depending on your mall layout, we have to look at the plans.
Baybrick Mall in Houston, Texas. Then I walk by the Candy by a Pound store.
Is the mall still open? Is that mall?
That mall is still open.
Wow.
And across the street was a big clothing store called Miller's Outpost, where I would get like, you know, jeans and that sort of thing. But I didn't have boots until like last year. I went back to Texas and I bought boots.
Yeah, everyone's been talking about it. Like, oh, it's a Chris Gray song. It's time to get boots.
But then I bought nice, fancy boots. But to your point, I think more about my outfits now as an adult.
Yeah.
I bought these nice boots, but like the way men are supposed to wear cowboy boots, you put your jeans over them.
Over them.
So you don't see any of the nice design.
Yeah. I got some hand-me-down Lucchese's, which to this day, I mean, like I wore them into the ground for 2 years. Like I wore them around Asia on this trip. They have a hole in the bottom. I wore them at Beta Breakers, like through a 7K run, like cowboy boots.
You ran a race in them?
Yeah. It's a costume race.
Oh, okay.
And I only ran when I felt intoxicated enough and inclined to do so.
Oh.
Well, I think, it's a little bit predicting into the future, but I'm going to say that all of us had a wonderful summer.
Thank you, Chris.
I think whoever's listening to this night now, I think you had a wonderful summer.
Kind of cool that all four of us, and Eric and Dan, all six of us really, like we all hit our summer goals that were all very unique and personal to us.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes. I'm proud of myself for writing that script.
Yes,
and
yeah.
And for getting back in the gym and looking, Shukri, you look great. Man.
She looks amazing.
I'm so proud of you. I'm proud of future you. Shukri.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm doing this podcast with perhaps the three thinnest Baby Ones Candy members.
LA Times named all three of us the three thinnest
Baby Ones Candy members.
Thank you so much. Shout out to LA Times.
Well, one of our goals is also to provide beautiful, hilarious, improvised musicals to our podcast listeners, and I think we can do that right now. My segues are so good.
You LA Times voted you best segues.
Best segues.
I can tell you've been working on them all summer.
Yeah. I went to the gym and I just like pick two random objects and try to make a connection between them.
Kangaroos and telescopes.
Guys, the pouches of kangaroos are large enough to have the lenses that you put on telescopes. That's not a winner, but you know,
I liked it.
You fail until you succeed.
Very informative.
Eleanor Roosevelt.
It was so confident.
That's right.
Speaking of failing and succeeding, I was trying to help you out with a segue.
Speaking of failing, let's do some improv.
Yeah.
You guys, we have a title today from our Facebook group. If you want to give us a title, look for our post. Sometimes we'll send a post saying like, hey, we're recording. Send us a title. It's on Facebook and Twitter. And we are going to do an improv musical. Everything is made up, by the way. Sometimes people write to us and it's like, because it's an edited podcast. Believe me, I do all the posts for these podcasts. I don't do shit. Like, I just, like, I do save as MP3, and it goes up to the cloud, and then you're getting it in your ears. I'm not doing editing at all. No pre-planning. Everything that they're making up there on the keys and the drums is made up. Everything we sing is made up. All of the incredible, intense dancing that we do, mm-hmm. that unfortunately is not seen, but it's probably the best part of this podcast, yeah. Is made up on the spot.
I believe you.
Yeah. Yeah. Mary Lou is stretching right now.
I am.
Right.
I am.
So let's get our title. This is from Facebook. The title is, I'm Still Climbing, A Raccoon Story. I'm Still Climbing. And this is from Tyler Andrew Mortimer. Thank you, Tyler, for the suggestion.
Damn.
Thank you, Tyler.
Thank you, Tyler.
And now, Baby Wants Candy is proud to present the opening and sadly the closing night of I'm Still Climbing, A Raccoon Story, the musical.
The trash can's so high, we'll never be able to get inside.
I'm so hungry. I feel like I haven't eaten in at least three days.
It feels like we've been climbing forever.
We'll never be able to get into the sweet, juicy, trashy goodness of this suburban subdevelopment.
No, you know what? We can do this.
Keep climbing, keep smiling. Keep climbing, keep smiling. We'll just climb and we'll get those miles in. Keep climbing, keep smiling.
Wait, say it again.
Keep climbing, keep smiling. Keep climbing, keep smiling.
Task, but we're your furry friends who rock a mask. We're gonna make this nighttime a bash, and when we're through, we're gonna get into your trash, 'cause we're
keep climbing, keep smiling.
Yeah, yeah,
we'll keep climbing, keep smiling.
Yeah, yeah, we'll keep climbing, we'll get.
Trash. Yeah, man, you canned it. I'ma steal it. Yeah, you know my face looks like a little bandit. My little tails, it's got stripes on. And you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna keep climbing on.
Keep climbing, keep smiling. Keep climbing, keep smiling.
Just so tired, I can't even take my garbage out, son.
Well, I guess I'll take it out for you, Mom. But have you seen a doctor yet about this Epstein-Barr?
No, I haven't.
I diagnosed it based on WebMD, but...
You know that's dangerous to do, son.
You know what's dangerous to do is not seeing a doctor when you have chronic fatigue.
I'm scared.
Scared of medicine?
I'm scared of the truth.
Well, that makes sense.
Just easier to sit in here in this house on this cul-de-sac.
But look at all this garbage in the house, Mom. It's not sanitary.
The garbage is my friend.
All right. Well, I'm your friend, too. I'm your child.
I know, but sometimes I feel like I can control more things in my life if I just keep the trash going. Close.
Well, sometimes I feel like a motherless child.
Oh!
Might as well have a bag of garbage as a parent.
Oh, hold on. I'm going to bury my face in this trash and
cry. No, that's hypodermic needles. No, there's a bunch of needles in there.
Oh.
Snatch.
Oh.
I say that thing when I grab things.
I appreciate that about you.
That's why
you.
I was kicked out of mime school.
Yeah.
I kept saying the actions I was doing.
Can't win them all, Sammy.
Well, I'll take this bag out, but we got to do something about this house. It's getting dirty, and it's not safe to live here. We have to put you in a home at some point.
A home?
Yeah. Where no. people can take care of you, make sure that you're healthy.
No, not a home, Sammy. Don't you know that that's where people go when they just want to decay, fall apart? Don't you know? Don't do that to your old moms.
I might have to.
No. Let me live here. Stay with my trash. Live comfortably. Lay in some ash. I smoke too. Let me stay here. To a home, I just don't think I have the balls.
Mom, this is the worst house I think I've ever seen. You can't continue to live here unless you make this house clean. I look around and it's gross to my gaze. I'm gonna come back and take you out. I'll be back in 7 days. You can't stay just because it's familiar. Gotta clean up this place. I don't care how you do it. I can't let you live in this filth. I'm simply not gonna put you through it.
Maybe if I had someone who could stay with me all the time, we could find a common ground here.
You can't stay. Help, Mom.
Leave me be.
I'll be back in 7 days.
Louise, we haven't eaten in so long.
I know, Marvin.
Oh, gosh. If we don't eat, the raccoon population of Miller Creek will die off.
I don't want to die of starvation. I'm too young.
No, we've got our whole raccoon lives ahead of us.
Maybe we need to venture from Miller's Creek, you know?
To the cul-de-sac?
I think we have to go to the cul-de-sac.
Oh, Louise.
I'm scared, Marvin.
Louise, I'm scared too.
I'm just a simple river raccoon.
Yeah. I'm
not
just
one of those big city raccoons.
Nah, I'm just a humble raccoon from the crick. I don't know about recycling or
no.
patios.
No, there are a lot of regulations.
Yeah, and the river we run free.
That's right. But we're so hungry.
We're so hungry. We can't catch the delicious salmon that swim upstream.
with our tiny little paws and thumbs?
No, the mice mock us whenever we try to bite down on them.
Very upsetting.
Yes, we are the bottom of the food chain of the river.
There's nothing left for us once it trickles all the way down. Trickle-down economy doesn't work in the river. Doesn't work. Oh, Reaganomics.
Louise.
Raccoonomics.
Raccoonomics, it's a failed policy. Mm-hmm. Louise, I love two things about you. Your compassion and your thorough analysis of late 80s supply chain economics.
Marvin, thank you so much. You know I was a poli-sci major.
Yeah, oh, do I ever? I mean, you're able to just explain so many things about the world to me.
Yeah, that comes from, you know, just reading through all the trash from the local community college.
Yeah.
I've worked really hard. But, Marvin.
Yes, Louise.
My poli-sci degree will get us nowhere if we can't eat tomorrow.
No, we need nutrition.
To the cul-de-sac.
Louise, we're about to take a turn. To get food for us is what I strongly yearn. We're going to go to this place where the street doesn't bend. We'll go to a cul-de-sac, a street with no end.
Out of the gutter and into the street. Out of the gutter and into the street. Out of the gutter and into the street. That's where we're gonna go. But if we go, maybe we'll find some nutrition.
Protein.
I don't know, Marvin, but I'm starving. We gotta get out of here if we wanna eat.
Where we gonna go?
Out of the gutter and into the street. Out of the gutter. Street.
Out of the gutter and into the street.
That's where we gotta go. Louise, you're the perfect raccoon for me. I love your compassion and your associate's degree. I'll do whatever it takes with such compliance because of your knowledge of political science.
That's right!
Out of the gutter and into the street. Out of the gutter and into the street.
That's where we're gonna go.
Go!
All right, let's hurry up.
All right.
Welcome to Political Science 101.
Thank you, Dr. Gravestone.
Yes, you're welcome. This is our first lecture class here at Raccoon University. And we've had a lot of esteemed alumni from this class, and there's a lot of great career prospects for a raccoon with an associate's degree, as this institution provides at the end of 2 years. This is a junior college.
But there's nothing junior about the knowledge you provide us, Dr. Gravestone.
I agree. It's an affordable college.
That's right. And junior colleges are actually a wonderful alternative for many students who don't have the finances for a four-year degree. In fact, you can all transfer at the end of this.
I was planning on transferring my credits. Thank you.
To one of our sister schools, our sister raccoon universities.
Yes.
Such as Harvard.
Harvard Coon University.
Yes, ma'am. No, we might not generally phrase it like that. It is a raccoon. Very important you say the first word of the raccoon.
Oh, yes. My bad. That's why I'm here to learn the Harvard raccoon.
Well, if you'll all open your textbooks, we'll be starting with the most important part of American politics, the 1980s.
Ooh. Ooh.
The 80s were a time period that was important about wealth. They decided that trickle-down economics was good for the country's health. The way that works is that rich people, they go at the top and make jobs. Then the wealth trickles down to the poor people, the lazy fat slobs. So if I'm a boss and I get 100%, then you might just get one.
That's all we need.
That's the way that our economy works. The 80s are so much fun.
The 80s are so much fun.
Yes, and that's the 80s.
But what about the 1940s, Dr. Gravestone?
Yes.
Well, let me tell you about the 40s. Just like this. The 40s were a proper time that had lots of things and more. The people were striving to live their lives, but in the middle there was a great war. The Jews in Germany got rounded up and attacked. And a man named Adolf Hitler, well, morality was a thing that he lacked. And that is the 40s.
That was the 40s.
Yes. That... Any other decades you would like me to discuss?
I've always wanted to learn more about the future.
The future. Let me tell you about the future. Hip-hop is the ultimate music of the future.
I see.
In the future, people will eat only crumbs from their food machines on their spaceships. And they will yearn for the day they earn enough space credits to go on Mars trips. That's the future.
That's the future.
Class dismissed.
I'm so sorry to do this, Mrs. Jenkins, but the city sent me over, and
you're
in violation of several health code violations.
No.
If you don't get the trash out of your house in 24 hours, then I'm afraid I'm going to have to evict you.
Gary, as I'm reading it on your name tag.
Yes, my name is Gary. Gary Morris. I'm sorry, this is my first day. I'm so nervous.
Gary, please, do you have a mother?
I'm afraid I don't. I was found by the riverbed as an infant and then brought to Miller Creek Orphanage. And I've...
Well, that's a sad story that I didn't anticipate. But I was basically going to ask you if you could just think of your mother, because I am someone's mother. I'm trying to tap into your empathy, child.
Oh, I have, as an orphan, I have nothing but empathy, and I just feel plumb awful about having to do this, Mrs. Jenkins, but you know, you've got all these expired coffee grounds and eggshells.
But these expired coffee grounds, you see expired coffee grounds, but I see brown dust.
Well, but what about
That's the opportunity of it.
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't have any wiggle room in this.
Well, you see a cup that nobody uses. I see an opportunity to use it as an ashtray. Everything is repurposed here. You might see a chair, and I see that as almost like another toilet.
Oh, or I see a table, but you see a stage.
Exactly. Help me up. Get onto the stage.
Oh.
I have something to say.
The morning light is hitting you just perfectly.
ball with a hole in it. I see a canvas with a hole in it. You see a plate. I see almost like a picture frame. There's so much opportunity to repurpose things. Just use your imagination and things come to life. Recycle, reuse. Recycle, reuse.
Hey, what's that lady saying?
Recycle, reuse.
Sounds like a good message.
Recycle, reuse.
Let me see. I see this New Yorker from March of 1979.
Yes, that's it.
But maybe it could be a fan for me to keep me cool at night.
Oh, now you get it, Gary.
I see a pin from the Nixon administration.
Oh, that's my favorite.
But maybe it could be a toy UFO landing on some space station. Recycle, reuse.
That's the beauty of garbage.
Recycle, reuse.
Hey, I see an old lady standing on the stage. Her body is addled and riddled with old age. Maybe once she was somebody's wife, but she could be recycled and have a new life.
Maybe I'm looking at something or other, but Mrs. Jenkins, would you consider being my adopted mother? Recycle, reuse. Here's the adoption papers.
Recycle, reuse.
I'll sign them now.
Recycle, reuse.
Will you live in my trash?
Yes.
Recycle, reuse.
Louise, here we are. We made it. Over the four-lane highway, past those ravenous ravens.
Past those ravenous dogs.
Yeah, past those feral fourth graders who tried to tie tin cans to our tails, but we had to shake them off.
You know, honestly, nothing is worse than the mice back home.
No, I mean, the mice are not only physically vicious, but emotionally manipulative.
Emotionally abusive.
Yes.
They, like, find your weak spots, and they really just get in there.
They're like, oh, you're never going to get any food to eat, just like you're never going to find anyone to love you.
And, Marvin, I want you to know I will always love you, okay?
Thank you, Louise. Your friendship means so much to me.
Okay, now that we've gotten past that.
All right. Okay, a lot of stuff has happened.
Marvin, please.
Louise.
Marvin,
I'm vibrating from those fourth graders.
Vicious, really. The city is wild.
Oh, they had so much acne at such a young age.
Something's in the milk.
Yeah, that's not normal.
There are hormones in the milk. I've heard. I read that in college.
That's why I don't get any vaccinations.
Marvin.
Oh, look at here, two little gabbing raccoons, aren't they so cute?
It's an elderly woman who hasn't seen sunlight in 8 years.
Why, it looks like she's covered in a fine film of like potato chip grease?
They seem to be studying me very closely. Aren't you guys so cute?
Even though she has a parliament light hanging from her bottom lip, she seems warm and approachable.
She seems like one of us.
Yeah. I wonder if they like raisins. I think I have a raisin box around here somewhere.
Are those sun-made raisins?
Oh, dried grapes. My passion.
Hello. Hello. It from there, and then we can share food and cozy up to trash. I even have a cup, and it's filled to the brim with ash.
Man, this whole place is a heaven of trash. I don't know, Marvin, going inside might not exactly be wise, but from what I see, it looks like a real raccoon paradise.
Louise, it seems that the two of us are the ultimate winner. I'm gonna gorge myself on this expired Thanksgiving dinner.
A raccoon paradise.
Excuse me, are you Gary Morris?
Yeah, I'm Gary Morris. I'm with the Miller Creek Department of Health and Human Services.
I know who you are. My name's Sammy. I heard that you've got my mom to adopt you or something.
I didn't get your mom to adopt me. Your mom just adopted me.
Oh, she just came up with it out of the blue. You didn't ask her in song.
What are you getting at, Sam?
I'm saying my mom barely has enough time for one child. She has no time for another one.
Why are you so threatened by me, Sam? Your mom has a capacity to love more than one person at the time.
Oh, I don't know. Why am I a person who feels like my mother didn't have enough time for me or attention as it is, and she's now adopting another child? Why would that threaten me? That's very complicated.
You know what, Sam? I saw her calendar. I'm sorry. Sammy? All right, bro, listen. I saw her calendar, and it said 7 days Sam will visit. You know what? A son's not a weekly obligation. It's an hourly opportunity.
You're saying I should visit her once every hour?
Yeah, I'm just saying that I'm not a son when it's convenient to me, Sammy. I'm a son at all moments of my life.
You have no idea what being a son is about. I looked up your history. You never even had a mom.
You had no right to do that. The orphan records are private.
Well, I work at the Department of Genealogy. So there.
How dare you?
How dare you try to take my mom away from me? What little there is left of her.
I'm not trying to take anybody away from... I'm trying to share this gift of Mrs. Jenkins with you. You've forgotten what a wonderful woman she is.
And you'll never know what a horrible mother she can be. There's two sides to every coin, Gary Morris.
Do you know that she writes fan fiction about the young and the restless?
No. But did you know she knows more about the characters on the young and the restless than her son?
No. Did you know she's got names for the cockroaches that breed in her bathroom? She gives them Christmas presents every year.
Did you know she gives Christmas presents to cockroaches? Don't you think that is pretty weird?
I don't give shame. Oh, did you know that she goes to the attic and puts on puppet shows?
Did you know she never even came to my junior high talent show?
Did you know that she's pen pals with first graders in Maine?
Did you know she doesn't even know my middle name?
Did you know?
Did you know?
Did you know?
Did you know? When it comes to being a son of a mother, you don't know. You don't know anything about it.
When it comes to being the son of a mother, you don't know anything about it.
Did you know I'm going back there in 3 days and I'm shutting down that house if there's still trash all around the yard and inside?
Did you know that I'm going there this afternoon to empty the trash and play a round of bridge with our mom?
She's not your mom.
We're brothers. Did you know? Christmas with the cockroaches.
No, we're not.
Yes, we are.
I'm not going. I'll never go there again except in 3 days. And I'll put her in a home.
No, you can't do that.
In a home. Did you know?
Hours.
Marvin, these past 3 days have been the best of my life. I think Mrs. Jenkins, I think she was sent from heaven to save us. Even though she doesn't understand what we're saying, I feel like she understands what we need.
Every night when we cuddle up next to her in her house dress, we're the ones who are extinguishing the cigarettes so that she doesn't burn to death in her sleep.
It's like we were made for each other.
Oh, they're my little friends.
Hi, Mrs. Jenkins.
Moving their mouths, talking like I understand what they're saying.
Oh, we're so chubby now, we can hardly move, Louise.
I've just gorged myself on cat food I found in the garage. She doesn't even have cats.
But she has Purina for some reason.
These 3 days with you guys has just made a real old lady happy. You and Gary. Oh, that Gary Morris, my son. I hope he comes by soon, though, because I was playing Frisbee, and I threw a Frisbee onto the top of the house, and now I can't seem to get it, and I just need to make sure that I get it back down. Oh, my furry friends, can you understand me? Can you climb up there? Can you climb? Can you climb to the top of my house?
Why is she yelling at us?
Oh, it looks like they're trying to confer with one another. Can you? Do you understand me? You?
Me.
Scramble up.
She's trying to get you to go get a Frisbee. We would do it, but us cockroaches are too small to lift the weight of a Frisbee.
Oh. Oh, hi, cockroach.
Hi. Oh, boy. How many days is it to Christmas?
It's another 32 days.
I can't wait till our present. 32 days? That means it's November 23rd.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the date.
Oh, boy. Well, up on the roof, there's a Frisbee she threw. Real whammo.
Oh, thanks, Barry. Hey, Louise. If we got that Frisbee, that's the least we could do for Mrs. Jenkins.
Hey, while you're up there, keep your eyes out for Rudolph.
Oh, okay. Okay, cockroach.
Stop.
Real single-minded people, aren't they?
Yeah. I mean, Christmas isn't about presents. It's about the birth of Jesus.
Everybody knows that. You're right, Marvin.
I'm sorry for imposing my Catholicism on you. Anyway, There's the gutter.
That's we the... can shimmy up that, right? It looks a little shaky, like maybe nobody's serviced it in a few, I don't know, decades, but we can get up there. We would do it for Mrs. Jenkins.
We'd do anything for Mrs. Jenkins.
I would do anything for you.
What?
What?
Take your paw and put it on the side. And up this gutter, pull the two of us, we'll start to glide.
Up this ball, we're gonna shimmy, shimmy, shimmy. Even though this screw looks like it was Jimmy with a piece of gum.
Halfway up now, and we're starting to smell musty. Be careful of getting lockjaw because these sides are pretty rusty.
I'm a little scared about the rest of us. I think these walls might be filled with some asbestos.
And now here we are. Oh, I feel like such a goof.
Why?
Because now we're so high up. We're almost at the roof.
Oh, what a journey that we have just taken. Up on this roof, are we hopeless? Are we forsaken?
Here we are now. Look at all the places we can see. The neighborhood, the highway, the children, and the frisbee.
Spend time with my mom. I'll show him. Here I am up here on the roof. I'll get that frisbee she wanted and show him who's the real son. Oh, what are these two raccoons doing here? Get away from me. Get away from me. Kick. Ah! I'll climb down with this frisbee now. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm slipping too. Ah!
Catch! Hey, bro.
Wait, you say actions as you do them too?
Yeah, doesn't everybody?
No, I was kicked out of Lamim school for doing that very thing. I might have underestimated you. Maybe we do have something in common.
Shake hands.
Shake. Hug.
Pat hard on shoulder blades.
Regard each other with brotherly respect.
Oh. Gently grasp each other by the side of the neck.
And lean out.
Look at this. My two sons coming together. I was so worried that you wouldn't find common ground.
Well, hold one half of Frisbee.
Hold other half of Frisbee.
Hand to Mom.
Together.
Oh. Oh, my raccoon friends!
What, those two vermins that were in
top of
the roof?
My raccoon friends!
Yeah, I kicked them off.
Why would you ever do that?
Because they're disgusting. I told you I was coming back, and if the house was gross, I'm going to put you in a home, Mom. You can't have raccoons living up on your roof.
Dare you? These were my friends. They were living with me for 3 whole days.
You said garbage was your friends before.
I have enough room in my heart for a new son, for garbage, for 2 raccoons, for cockroaches, and for pen pals in Kennebunkport, Maine, in the 1st grade.
But none for your own blood.
What?
You never had love for me, Mom.
Is...
You love garbage more than me.
Is that what you think?
Yeah, especially before when you said garbage is my friends. That was kind of a clue.
I come from the South, where kids and parents aren't supposed to be best buddies. There's a real line in the sand, son.
Oh, but these 2 raccoons are your friends?
I didn't give birth to them. Oh, my little buddies.
Marvin.
Louise.
It feels like I punctured a lung.
I think I fractured a rib.
Oh. Marvin, at least maybe now you'll get to meet that god that you love so much.
Well, the humane thing to do is to kill them.
No,
wait,
no.
The humane thing is to help them.
What? It's weird.
I At the orphan school, I took introductory to animal veterinaryisms.
Okay.
Here, quick, give me this side of a frisbee and this old straw from a gulp.
Oh, he's doing a tracheotomy.
Quick, stitch it up with this old dental floss and then smooth it out with this bacon grease from 1989.
Yes.
Yes. Fashion a new rib from this discarded New Yorker and...
I feel like brand new. Marvin, is that the orphan that we rescued from the creek 35 years ago?
The baby that was put by the creek. He would have been devoured by the mice if we hadn't fended them off.
Oh my God, you made a rib out of a Shouts and Murmurs by Andy Borowitz.
I never think he's joking, and I want to pass it off as real news, but then I realize it's just incisive satire that I'm too dumb to understand.
Oh my God, that raccoon's like new. Both of them are. And they're your saviors.
What?
Look at the way they're looking at you.
Marvin, I'm certain that's the orphan that we brought to the orphanage. Before I ever went to community college.
You put the baby on my back and then I toddled off and you had your paw to its infant side so he wouldn't slip off.
I remember it like it was yesterday.
But it was only 19 years ago.
That's it.
I guess this is a kind of new family, Mom. You, me, your adopted son, these two raccoons, and all these bags of garbage.
I feel inspired clean and make room for my new family.
Maybe we're not just trash. Maybe we can be recycled and reused.
Yeah.
And we're gonna keep climbing and we're gonna keep smiling, knowing you can always count on me. Yeah, keep climbing.
Keep smiling,
knowing you can always count on me.
Keep smiling,
for sure.
Keep smiling,
that's what trash is for.
That's right.
We're gonna do this thing and we're gonna have so much fun. I started this week as an orphan and I ended it as a son.
I'm gonna make some space for my new family friends. And there's gonna be room for everyone till the end.
Everybody,
keep climbing, keep smiling,
knowing you can
always count on me.
Keep smiling,
for sure.
Keep smiling,
that's what trash is for.
That's what trash is for.
When I started this week, I was so mad at my mother. But now, after everything has happened, I find myself with a new brother.
Hey. High five.
Can always count on me, for sure. That's what trash is for.
That's what trash is for. You have just heard the opening and closing night of I'm Still Climbing, a Raccoon Story. Thank you so much to Tyler Andrew Mortimer for the suggestion. We have had Shukri Abdi, Mary Lou Kobachlog, Brendan Dowling, me, Chris Grace, Dan Wessels on keys, Eric Halbert on drums. If you want to give us suggestions, please send it to us on Facebook and Twitter. Baby What's Candy is a co-production of Invisible Treats and Baby What's Candy. Executive producers Emily DeReese and Chris Grace. Assistant producer Patrick Paulson. We will see you next time. That's what trash is for.